Hi, thanks for reaching out. So just to respond to what you've shared, on the one hand, you feel like you've been learning emunah and bitachon for such a long period. On the other hand, bottom line, you're still struggling tremendously financially. And that being the case, you know, it's very nice to learn all this emunah and bitachon, but you got to do something practically. You got to find a practical solution. So again, firstly, before anything, B'ezrat Hashem, Hashem should send you and all of us everything that we need, because it's not easy to go through forms of suffering. And B'ezrat Hashem, we should be able to continue this journey of Emunah and Bitachon, whilst at the same time be able to experience Hashem coming through for us in a beautiful, sweet, revealed way, that we have everything we need, all the finances and everything else, B'ezrat Hashem. Whilst at the same time, I'd just like to share on the other side a few other perspectives. Okay, and that is that the starting point, just to remember, the starting point, people, we struggle. We struggle to see the true reason for being the true purpose of life, because it is much easier to relate to the things that are right in front of us. I need money, so my problem is I need money, and my solution is I'm going to get money, or I need to get that money. I'm not underplaying that by any means. We need that, and a person needs money to live. Whilst at the same time, much more important than that is remembering that this whole life is so small in comparison to eternity. One of the most basic ABCs of Emunah and Bitachon is that this life is just a tiny little start of my real life. After 120 years, we leave this world and we go back to Hashem, and then we start. That's eternity. Eternity compared to 120 years. What's 120 years? It's nothing. That, just to remember that. And when I have that perspective, just to realize the following very, very, very important take home. And that is that if I am on the journey of Emunah and Bitachon, even if I am yet to see Hashem coming through for me in the way that I need, even if I'm still struggling, I'm still short of the money that I need, I still have to pay the bills and I'm struggling, I'm not asking, like you expressed in your message, I'm not asking for luxuries, I'm not asking to go on trips, I'm not asking to be rich, I just want to be able to pay the basic bills. At the same time, even if you are not able to yet do that and you're still struggling with tremendously with finances, just to give yourself a little bit of chizuk, of encouragement. If you are doing your best to grow in Emunah and Bitachon, you are the true success story. You are really succeeding to the point that one day you're going to go back to Hashem. And way greater than if you lived a life of tremendous wealth and comfortably had everything you need, you are going to be in the most incredible places, because you are fulfilling the reason that you exist. So important to remember, the reason that we exist is to excel in Emunah and Bitachon. So that is the first perspective that I wanted to share, just to realize some encouragement. The second reason, the second perspective that I'd like to share is we don't know Hashem's calculations, and he's got many calculations. And the bottom line take home, we don't need to get involved in Hashem's calculations. It's very simple in terms of practically what we're supposed to do. When we're struggling with something, Hashem desires that we come to him and we ask him for help. As we see so throughout Torah, so many examples. People might say, yeah, but if it's ready for your best, then maybe just accept it for my best. No, that's not how it works. You see, from all the emails, from all the many Torah sources that we have, when they had a challenge, you're supposed to speak to Hashem about that challenge. And what Hashem expects from you is just to reach out to him and ask him for help. That's what he expects. And the take home that I'd like to share with you is sometimes people say, listen, it's very nice to learn all this Emunah and Bitachon, but now let's go be practical, because I am stuck now. I don't have the parnasa that I need now. So the question is, yes, you're absolutely right. You've got to do something about it. Hashem makes us live in a physical world where things run according to the certain laws that usually we're bound by. Usually things run according to the normal, usual laws of nature, etc. So yes, there is a mitzvah of ishtadlus. There is no question there is a mitzvah of ishtadlus, of making your own effort to make things happen. However, this is where it becomes, people can make a very grave mistake. And the question is, yes, so you've got to do something about it. So what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? Sometimes after all the Emunah and Bitachon and all your prayers to Hashem, for whatever reason, again, not to remind ourselves that when it comes to Bitachon, there is a level of Bitachon that you can get to such a high level, you rely on Hashem, that he will for sure give you what you need. And if and Kavel Hashem Chazak Vemetz Libecha V'Kavel Hashem, we're supposed to continuously hope to Hashem and daven to Hashem. He hasn't yet answered me in the way that I need. I'll hope to him again. I'll daven to him again. Like Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem said to him, you're not going to Eretz Yisrael. He said, I'm going to daven again. I'm going to pray again. Please, Hashem, can I go to Eretz Yisrael? Please, Hashem, can I go to Eretz Yisrael? 515 times he was, completely not giving in to Hashem. Hashem eventually said to him, please stop praying, because if you pray one more time, I'm going to have to let you in. And for the bigger picture of things, I don't want you to go in. And Hashem actually showed Moshe Rabbeinu Eretz Yisrael. He got to see it, even though he wasn't supposed to, because of his prayers, his unrelenting prayer. We got to do the same with Hashem. If we don't get something, we've prayed and we prayed and we prayed him. The question is, where are we doing our hishtadlus? So sometimes people, what they do is, I'm stuck. God forbid, the worst extreme is a person completely forgets Hashem out of their life. They don't, they literally forget Hashem, and they're just literally trying to find practical solutions doing hishtadlus to try to get their bills paid. Sometimes Hashem covers things so well, again, to test a person, that it will look like, oh, now a person found their solution because they worked so hard, etc. We have to remember the words of the Mesilas Yesharim. It is not our Yishtadlus one bit that helps us find our solutions. Hashem exclusively sends our solutions. Yes, we have an obligation to fulfill the tax payment, the mitzvah of Yishtadlus, which means it's a tax payment. It's a mitzvah, but it's not that whatsoever that brings us our success, which means if I've got a problem now, so yes, I've prayed to Hashem. What is the starting point? I've got a challenge now. The starting point is build your emunah, continue to dive into Hashem. Tell Hashem, I'm struggling. Please help me. Please help me to find the right avenues of what I shouldn't be involved in. Please bless my efforts to try and make a living that I should be able to pay the bills and not have to fall behind in these things and be able to be in a good, comfortable situation that I can rather focus my efforts to serving you. Please, Hashem. And if one is focused a significant time towards doing that, firstly, to realize you fulfilled your mission in this world. You're fulfilling your mission in this world, which is much more important than all the parnasa in the world. As hard as it is not to have parnasa, it is way more of a tragedy. Somebody who has all the comfortable parnasa they need and they're leaving Hashem out their life. So today they might seem like a successful person. When they get to the next world, God forbid, there will be a tremendously awful surprise for a person like that, which is terrifying when a person learns about what eternity is. So firstly, to realize if you're doing that, you're reaching out to Hashem, you're on the road of emunah, which you are, which is you're striving to grow in your emunah and your bitachon, you're a tremendous success story for fulfilling your mission in the world. But secondly, once you've asked Hashem what to do, you're in the best possible position, because if you're genuinely asking, please help me to do the right efforts. After that, when you try to do your efforts, then you are being practical and responsible, because you do your mitzvahs now of Ishtadlus, and you try to do whatever Hashem sends you as opportunities, and you dive into Hashem to send you, and you try in this world, you try to see which opportunities you can find in terms of to make more parnasa, etc. But at the same time, if you've got the perspective the whole time, it is exclusively Hashem. Don't forget, you're doing two things. Firstly, you're fulfilling your mission in this world, and secondly, you are doing the greatest possible effort even to succeed in this world, because if we just start doing practice, what are we supposed to do? If you dive into Hashem and for whatever reason, you have not yet gotten what you have asked him for, he has not sent it to you, what else are you supposed to do? Yes, it's difficult sometimes, but what else is there left to do? There's left to do is to, yes, make a practical effort, but before that practical effort, to really include Hashem in our lives, to say, Hashem, I really, really want to just devote myself to you. And I'm asking you that we shouldn't have to struggle in this way. I don't know what to do. I'm struggling financially. I don't see a solution. Please, Hashem, send me a solution. And you're genuine in that type of prayer, and you do it every day and more dedicate to it. You know, because, and you speak to Hashem more in your own words about it. And then after, you try your best to find a practical solution that is the best possible solution that there is. And after all is said and done, if a person's done all of that and they're still struggling, to remember that Hashem loves us. Hashem, so many psukim, which I'm not going to go through now, the sources, so many psukim teach, because Hashem loves us unconditionally way more than we love ourselves. And that being the case, Hashem would never do anything bad for us. There's always a reason in why Hashem's doing what he's doing. Sometimes it's just Yisurin Shel Ahava. He's just bringing us certain forms of suffering to cleanse us, to give us a higher place in the next world. Sometimes he is telling us he wants us to change course in certain areas, as the Gemara says, and we should look at our actions and see, is there a reason? And this is something you can do when speaking to Hashem also. Ask him, Hashem, is there something you'd like me to correct? And think about your actions. Is there a particular area that I could be, better in? When it comes to a man, one of the main challenges that males have in today's times is looking at inappropriate things, even just in the street when one walks. We know, okay, I'm not going to go through this as an extensive topic now, but it's a tremendously, tremendously destructive thing in the spiritual world when a man looks at what he's not supposed to inappropriately. On the converse side, a woman, when she dresses in an inappropriate way, again, what's taught in this farim is tremendously, tremendously destructive also. So there are really many, many areas that we are all called on to do our best to improve in our Yiddishkeit, in our commitment to Hashem. And when a person is going through suffering, sometimes in particular, that is a time to question, to think about things more and think about where can I improve more? How can I get closer to Hashem? And think about all these areas. How can I get closer to Hashem? Whilst at the same time to remember, there are so many Torah sources that teach that the highest potential we can have to get close to Hashem is specifically when we are experiencing suffering, and to use that opportunity. Again, we wish for all of us, but we can come out of that suffering, because we don't want it. It's too difficult. At the same time, to realize once it's there, once we don't have a choice, to realize some of the greatest opportunities we have in life is when we're going through suffering, because Hashem is giving us the opportunity to get close to Him, to reach out to Him, and many other things that this forum teach us about suffering. So Bezrat Hashem, I give you a bracha that you should be able to use. Firstly, you should be able to come out of the suffering. You should be able to have all the parnasa that you need comfortably, to be able to pay all your bills comfortably, whilst at the same time, even more important than that, Hashem should bless you to be able to live out this experience, not just to get through it, but to use it as a tremendous stepping stone to getting close to Hashem, closer and closer to Hashem, to use it not only as something you survive and come out of, and that also, Bezrat Hashem, in a sweet, beautiful way, to have all the parnasa you need, but at the same time, to use the opportunity to get so close to Hashem, to build your money, to build your bitachon, to speak to Hashem every day about what you need, and to include Hashem in your life, to realize that He would never leave you alone. He's never leaving you alone. He's by your side every single moment, loves you more than you love yourself, and He's got reasons why He's doing it. And building our emunah bitachon, talking to Hashem, taking all this in, Bezrat Hashem, we should really, really not only get everything we need with our parnasa, that also, but more than that, really, really be a true success story in this world. Which what is that? Is Bezrat Hashem to truly succeed in our emunah.